Hi, this is Tom Kenny, author of Nice Talking With You. When you're learning English, remember, you'll probably use it with other non-native English speakers just like you. So it makes sense to practice listening to the global voices, how people from Europe, Africa, Asia, and Latin America sound when they're speaking English.
Global voices.
Nice talking with you. Global voices.
Global voices.
I think that children need to grow up in an environment with both their mother and father, and not just one parent, because you need balance in your life as you grow up, and you need to learn from both sides. And some children who grow up without one parent might end up having troubles in the future and negative thinking toward that parent or even that gender in general.
I think divorces are okay if it's in an environment with negative emotion. Because if children were to be raised in that kind of area, I think it will not be good for their growth. And maybe it may affect the way they've been raised in a bad way.
I think that a lot of teachers in the schools, they don't have children and they don't really know how to teach children what is right and what is wrong. So in my opinion, parents should do that. Parents should teach children what is right and what is wrong.
I think children should respect their parents because their parents are there since the kid is born, usually. So they know the kid very well and they know what might be good or bad for the kid, whereas the kid probably doesn't have that knowledge yet.
Global voices.
People everywhere have something to say, and English is the international tool they use to say it. Global Voices gives you a chance to hear English the way people around the world use it. Get more practice listening to the global varieties of English at nicetalkingwithyou.com.